This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How to cut a one-hour Zoom into 15 minutes of usefulness. I'm David Brancaccio. First, despite a new assessment that tourism may not fully recover till the year after next, United Airlines just placed its biggest order for new planes in about a decade, 200 new 737s from Boeing and another 70 bigger ones from Airbus. United is expected to stop losing money by next month, the first profits in over a year and a half, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
United's decision to order so many new planes right now shows that the company thinks air travel is back, says David Slotnick at travel website The Points Guy. And
they think that there's an opportunity to really bound ahead, and they're willing to commit to their next big growth period.
Domestic travel has rebounded. George Dimitroff at the aviation data firm Cirium says if you look at flight schedules within the U.S. this summer,
they are at more or less 90% of 2019 levels, which is a remarkable recovery.
International and business travel are still way down. But airline industry analyst Robert Mann says in the new planes that United just ordered,
they are planning to configure these aircraft with a far greater number of premium economy or business class or first class seats than the aircraft that are being replaced.
Which is a sign, Mann says, that by next year and beyond, when these new planes are ready, United is betting those travelers will be ready too. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
We're also covering what appears to be a trial balloon from the Biden administration about maybe using executive orders to limit concentrations of corporate power in a bid to help consumers and smaller players, Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed if you miss our coverage on the air. Crude oil is up more than 1% this morning and could soon make it to $75 a barrel. The producers' cartel, OPEC Plus, meets tomorrow. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
OPEC has been meeting more frequently since last year as the global pandemic wreaked havoc on oil demand. The reason for all those meetings?
I would say the key word is predictability.
Sarah Vakshery is president of SVB Energy. She says OPEC wanted to be ready to shift production quickly when economies came back online.
They tried to create a predictable market by giving a schedule until 2022 of how OPEC is going to increase its production.
OPEC's already predicting that there won't be enough oil to meet demand in August. That could lead to even more production in places like Saudi Arabia and Russia. But Ellen R. Wald at the Atlantic Council's Global Energy Center says oil prices are up because of what's going on in the U.S.
The big story, I think, about what's helping keep prices rising is that American production hasn't come back to the same levels that it was in 2020.
She says shareholders are demanding a return on investment, which has led U.S. producers to reduce spending and keep output flat. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down 0.1%. It's the end of the month, right? June is shaping up to be the fifth month in a row of gains for the S&P 500.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Had enough meetings? Had enough video meetings? If hybrid work with some remote some of the time does persist, Keith Ferrazzi wants the meetings to be shorter, not as often, and much more productive. Keith is chairman and founder of the consultancy Ferrazzi Greenlight and has issued a white paper called The New Work Rules for High-Performing Teams in a Hybrid Work World. We talked to him recently about no need to stampede back to the office. Today, it's about getting our heads out of our caves.
We should never think of the idea generators just being the people who are sitting around us in the workplace. There's no reason why we can't reach out in a remote world and include dozens, hundreds even, thousands even of people involved in ideation and innovation. We can be crazy and radical in terms of who we have involved in decision-making, even clients and customers and people outside of the organizations, vendors. We can be unbounded if we truly use the remote tools well to team out.
I don't want to be reductionist, Keith, but I want to understand this better. I mean, are you talking about inviting some outsiders to the meeting? How do you actually do this in practice?
Well, very simply, yes. Let's start with who do we invite to the meeting? We could take a one-hour meeting that used to be 15 people, break it into four different 15-minute meetings where different people are invited at different points of time to get their input. Push a button, go into breakout rooms, open a Google Doc. Then all of a sudden, these individuals are giving their input where they never were able to before. You could host an all-hands town hall of the entire company and push a button, send thousands of people into breakout rooms of three, have them open up documents, and have them share with each other where they see growth opportunities for the coming year. You can take 2 weeks, analyze all that information, and then come back to them and tell them how appreciative you are of fundamental new growth opportunities and business opportunities. All of these things can be found by truly crowdsourcing insights.
Before we go, I want to ask you this. You spent all this time during the pandemic year interviewing thousands of executives on this topic of the future of work. Was there any time for introspection during 2020 from business leaders? People were just desperate to keep the doors open.
I think at the beginning, there really was not. And my greatest concern is that we have an opportunity to utilize what we've learned as a great inflection point. Pause and ask yourself, what did we learn? Where could we take this remote and virtual work environment? Where could we take it to the next level? What do I want to hold on to from what I experienced as we go forward to work? And I think that's the great opportunity.
Keith Ferrazzi, chairman and founder of Ferrazzi Greenlight. He's also a best-selling author. You may remember Never Eat Alone. And also his latest book is Leading Without Authority. Keith, always good to talk to you.
David, thank you.
More of our conversation can be streamed by directing your device to marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.